Bank of Cardiff, Matthew speaking.
Hello.
Hey, this is Bank of Cardiff, Matthew speaking.
Hey, Matt. My name's Ron here. I got a voicemail. We're talking about working capital loans and equipment financing. I was curious if you could just tell me a little bit more information about that. Never heard of working capital.
Yeah, sure, definitely. I'm glad you called, Ron. Well, let's see. You're interested more in the working capital aspect, or you want to learn more about the programs we have here at the bank?
You know, I just I got a quick voicemail, and it said something about working capital, loans, lines of credit, equipment financing. So I just wanted to, you know, learn a little bit more about that and see if it might be something that would be beneficial to my business.
Of course, definitely. Yeah, so, well, we got a couple different programs. We do both equipment financing and we do working capital. The equipment financing aspect is like a traditional loan. Think of like a typical car loan. You have 2 to 5 year terms, monthly payments, and typically the rates start in the mid-single digits. Now, with our working capital program, it's fairly new, lets you access more cash than the typical line of credit would, and we base it off of sales, and we generally are able to free up 10 to 15% of that top line revenue as unsecured cash. So, I mean, what do you think is a good fit for you and your business if you were to look into getting something like this?
Well, I own a cabinet company here. Been around for like 15 years. We do a lot of residential stuff, a little bit of commercial stuff. And every so often, you know, I bid on these jobs. I get these jobs where I have to bring on additional employees, you know, and these are temporary, maybe 3 or 4 month projects. Mm-hmm. And it's getting more and more difficult to, you know, get quick money from my bank. It's just really become a pain in the butt. So I've been getting a lot of these offers in the mail for these working capital loans. And it, you know, it sounds like it's getting closer to more of an option than dealing with traditional banks or my local bank. So I just was curious, you know, what, you know, you base it off of my sales. Is there other things that are, you know, that look go into that to determine what you could make available to me?
Well, sure. Yeah. I mean, when we look into these things, we want to know what you look like on paper. You know, we determine it based on what you look like on that paper. It could be, you know, part of your credit. It could be how long you've been in, you know, the business for. And, you know, it could mostly, though, it's based off your sales and, you know, your credit. So in terms of you getting this working capital, I mean, what is the type of the use of the funds would you say it's for? Is it for, you know, some of the jobs, or is it for some of the employees that you're bringing on?
Predominantly, it's for maybe a little bit of inventory, but I got to bring on guys. I have a set of guys that I use that are my, you know, normal installers every week. But then again, when I have these larger projects, I got to bring on guys just to, you know, get the finish on the completion date, basically, you know.
Yeah.
So, you know, there is a return on bringing on these guys. It's just that it's in the construction industry. I'm not sure if you're aware of this, but there's like the payment to get paid when you finish a product. It's just a real pain in the butt. And sometimes it's net 30, so I don't get paid for 30 days, or net 60, so I don't get paid for 60. So I'm just curious, you know, if this would be something that would be good for me, or would this, you know, create a burden on my business, because I'm still waiting to get paid even after I'm done with the jobs, and I still got to pay these guys, you know?
Yeah, no, I mean, you mentioned it takes a while to get paid on these jobs. How many of these jobs do you usually do during a month?
Well, larger stuff, you know, it'll take a couple months to finish a job. If I'm going through a complete house and doing all the woodworking and the cabinets and stuff, you know,
right,
top to bottom. Smaller jobs where it's just kitchens, you know, I can do those in a day or two.
Gotcha.
But I do maybe 2 or 3 of those a week. And then I'm trying to get into the larger aspect of things. So maybe at some point just hire additional employees and keep them on.
Yeah.
Instead of, you know, going back and forth and letting these guys go, because I know they have families and stuff too. So it's,
yeah, you know,
trying to make everybody happy here.
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you. Well, I mean, I think this is I think working capital will be pretty beneficial for you and your situation. I mean, basically, with you having not the ability to access cash as quickly as you want, and mm-hmm. with our working capital program, you know, we are able to, like I said, generally free up 10 to 15% of your gross annual sales. How would you say your gross annual sales are generally?
We did just right a little under 1.1 million last year.
Okay, so yeah, based off your gross annual sales, I mean, you're looking at being able to get about, let's see, I'd say 100 to just over 100, 150,000, as you see fit for your business. Okay. Now you could use that for. Go ahead.
How quickly would I have to pay that back? I mean, how does that work?
Well, yeah, I mean, so that's going to come down to whether you qualify for. We have plans from 3-month plans all the way up to 5-year plans. You know, so when I say what you look like on paper, we'll be able to identify a great plan that you qualify for that meets your needs and that we can get you set up with. You know, we don't have the worst, we don't have the best, we don't have the worst rates, but I have the ability to get you the best opportunity to get you into a plan that meets your needs.
Okay, now you had said rates, so where do those rates start, and you know, what are those dependent upon as well?
Sure. So as I was saying with the rates, they just depend on what you look like on paper. I mean, if we're going to give someone $100,000 to $150,000, we kind of just need to know what they're looking to do and what they look like. I mean, are they pulling in a good amount of sales? I mean, you mentioned $1.1 million per year, right?
Yeah.
So we kind of look. We want to dig a little deeper and see what you guys look like on paper. I send that over to my underwriter. We kind of configure a few numbers, and then we present that to you within 24 hours.
So is there a starting point with regards to the rates? Is there like a lowest number, you know, and then it goes from there? Say if they had a perfect credit.
Yeah, say if you had perfect credit, I mean, you'd be looking into the upper tier programs to be getting a good rate. I mean, it's not necessarily based on a percentage. It's more based on like a cents to the dollar. So I've seen them go from dirt cheap up to 50 cents a dollar. So it just depends.
Holy crap.
Yeah, so it could be really good, or if you got terrible credit, it could be, you know, people need money, though, and the banks are, it's hard to borrow the money, especially since the financial crisis that happened.
Yeah.
I mean, they want their, you know, if the return on investment, it makes sense. I mean, your case, your return on investment was what? It's getting the guys, you know, giving them that work-life balance, giving you the ability to get some inventory and some more guys on your squad so that you can get these projects done, because a lot of them aren't paying you when, you know, the time frame you're looking for. So the way that we work is we get you an approval on these loans within 24 hours. And if you like what you see, if this makes sense to you and your business, then we get you funded within 48 hours or a day after that.
Okay. And then I know that there's equipment financing options as well. You know, I've been renting equipment and it's getting costly. So I've been thinking about, you know, maybe picking up a couple pieces of equipment as well. And I was just curious, you know, how that works and, you know, how rates come about with regards to that, you know, payment schedule and all that good stuff.
Yeah, great question. Well, with like I mentioned, our equipment side of things, it's more like a typical loan where, think of a typical car loan. You have a 2 to 5 year plan. Mm-hmm. That's usually the plans. It kind of depends on the collateral that you're going to get, so the type of equipment you're going to get. And think of the rates are usually in the mid-single digits, so it could be, you know, 4%, it could be 7%. It just all depends upon once we get an idea of what you guys look like on paper and what you're planning on getting as far as equipment goes. Are you looking into some equipment?
I'm just at the beginning stages, but those rates don't get as wild as they do for the working capital, do they?
Well, the working capital is unsecured cash, so this unsecured cash, I mean, you're able to do what you want to do with this money. We're going to deposit into your bank. You're going to be able to, you know, as you see fit, use it for your business. So with you having a great credit score, and it sounds like you have some good revenue based on your gross annual sales, we have to, you know, look into your guys' net income. But at the end of the day, it sounds like you have a good situation going on with your business, and you'll have a good rate. Now I'd have to just get that, you know, get those numbers, configure out a rate for you with the underwriters, and it only takes me a day to do so. So once you guys, what we do is we just send an application on over to you. It's a one-page app. It's a very simple process. You ever looked into financing or getting working capital?
You know what? I didn't really want to admit it, but I do have a current working capital loan. So I'm just curious as well, you know, how that's going to play into things.
Oh yeah. How when did you get the working capital loan?
Been paying on it for like 6 months now. It's a daily payment, and yeah, I was hoping to kind of get out of that as well. If you guys could assist with that.
Well, that's actually, I'm glad you brought that up. I mean, how big of a loan was it?
It was for $35,000.
$35,000,
but you know, it was a kind of a crazy interest rate. So my total payback is almost close to $50,000. But again, wow, I do have good revenues, but I have a lot of money going out for materials and things of that nature. So, you know, it's kind of, you know, it sounds like on paper that I do, you know, make a lot of money, but a lot of that, you know, goes to other things, inventory, a rent for my building, upkeep, things of that nature.
Yeah.
So I'm just, you know, I didn't want to bring it up at first because I just wanted to see how things would go, but I know it sounds like a pretty legit deal with you guys. So I wanted to see how that would affect
me
applying with you guys.
Well, I mean, how much do you have left to pay towards it?
I have another 3 months left to pay on it, like another upwards of $18,000 to pay.
Okay. And I mean, how much working capital were you looking for?
See, that's a great question. You know, 50 would really help me out.
Uh-huh. 50,000. Gotcha. Yeah. Okay. So, I mean, it kind of makes sense. We can get you, I mean, is that what you want or is that what you need? Cause
that's what I need.
Yeah,
you know, I would obviously I would love a lot more. I'm just trying to be a little bit realistic.
Yeah, definitely. No, it's understandable. I mean, I've run into a lot of Boston. You know, a lot of companies are looking to take care of previous loans they've taken out, and use working capital is a great way to do that, to take care of an old loan, and then also take care of some other needs they need. So I mean, just kind of curious. What can happen with your business if you don't get this working capital loan?
You know what? I'm just going to, you know, scratch by, basically. I've always found a way to make it. It's just, I'm just tired of doing that. I just want to, you know, on the up and up. I have a lot of work coming up, and I just want to be on the up and up and not have anything bogged down my business.
Yeah, no, absolutely, absolutely. I mean, business is important, growing is very important, and sounds like, you know, last thing you want to do is have to go day by day wondering, scratching by, you know.
You know, looking at my balances, like, did they take something out again? You know, it's just
When do you think you need this? Is this an immediate need for you?
I have a project coming up next month, so within the next 3 weeks, I'd like to have something set up. That way, you know, if I do pull the trigger, I can, you know, reach back out to you guys maybe if everything's looked right, and then, you know, bring on that capital.
Of course, definitely. I mean, 3 weeks is relatively soon, which is great. I mean, like I said, a process is pretty quick. We're not going to be, I know a lot of companies have mentioned they've gone through banks, their local bank or nearby bank, and they've gone through quite the process to get what they're looking for. Takes them, you know, months to get the approval. By the time they get it, it's too late, or, you know, it's just frustrating for them. Yeah. So what I want to do, I mean, it sounds like our working capital program might be a good fit. And if you're looking at getting equipment, I mean, is there any equipment you had in mind that you were trying to get?
Yeah, well, there is a, you know, I was looking at a scissor lift and a couple other things, but I'd like to see how, you know, if I do go with you guys, how that the working capital program works out first, and then, you know,
yeah,
I'm happy with the results, and I would definitely come back to you guys for some equipment. And again, I'm just kind of, you know, at the beginning stages. I know that it's a month away from my project, but I just wanted to, you know, follow up on that information that I've gotten from you guys. I had a couple more flyers out there too, so I just want to investigate with that and then make a decision. But definitely, if you could, you know, send me out a little bit more info and maybe your contact info, I'll get back with you at
some
point in the next week or so.
Yeah, definitely. You know, just to mention, you know, great thing with Bank of Cardiff is that we have a match or beat policy. So anything, any of those flyers that you're, you know, questioning about calling, we'll go ahead and beat that rate. I just shoot it over to my underwriter. Go ahead and send me over a quote they give you. And
really?
We'll, it's pretty awesome. We're very competitive with all our rates. We want to win the business over and have returning customers. That's our objective. We don't want to loan someone some money because they need it. We want them to return to us for every time they need it.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So what I'm going to do with you, Ron, is I'm going to send an app on over to you. It sounds like our working capital program is more of the primary thing you're looking into right now. And I'm going to send some information to you. I'll put a little something together so that you have an idea what we're looking at. Basically, in the process, is typically like, okay, I'm going to send the one-page app. I'll probably just need that. 6 months of bank statements and... Oh, and your most recent tax return, so that way we can see what you look like on paper. Once I get that to you and you have everything over there, all you got to do is just email or fax it back to me, and then I'll shoot that right over to my underwriter. 24 hours, we'll get an answer on what we got going on for you. So what's a good email to shoot that app over to?
Ron. Uh-huh. Jeremy.
Yeah.
At woodworkswest.com.
Yeah, great. And a good time to follow up with you, Ron?
You can, actually afternoons would be best. I'm usually, I work with the guys during the day. And then I usually get back in the office around 3, right around this time.
Okay, perfect. Great. Yeah. So, I mean, it's been a pleasure speaking with you, Ron. I'll go ahead and I'll put that together and then I'll follow up with you, in a few. Okay.
Yeah, it sounds good. And I appreciate your time today.
Wonderful. Take care.
All right. Bye.
Bye.